so it's pretty clear that globally we're all kind of suffering from collective trauma. And it's pretty clear too that understanding how our bodies respond is way more vital than ever. Experts like my guest Jenny Porteous, who's waiting on the line for me now, help us decode the body's instinctual reactions to trauma. And for that reason, we're going to talk about fight, flight, freeze, fawn, and flop. Jenny, good afternoon, and thank you for being with us on Chai FM.
Hi, Simon. Thank you so much for having me.
I very naively always knew about flight and flight. I didn't know about all the others. Do you want to go into them, perhaps, and explain a little?
I know. The five Fs. Yes, absolutely.
I thought they were just, yeah.
So the coping mechanisms that we use. So I just want to quickly explain that these responses are our instinctive protection mechanisms to keep us safe from harm. They're the nervous system's way of saying, I need to stay alive, even if it means if I have to act in a way I wouldn't choose to consciously. And these responses are our coping mechanisms, vital in the moment, but if we get stuck in them, mm-hmm. they can become patterns that do much more harm than good. So that's why it's so important to regulate our nervous systems so we can return to balance instead of being stuck in survival mode. But they do help us in the moment. So I'm going to try quickly, because I like to hack a lot, explain what each of them kind of means and how we can relate to them.
Yeah.
So fight is the body's natural instinct to stand up to or to control a threat and confront a threat. So you might notice it as feeling angry, controlling, irritable, or even throwing yourself into work. That's a fight response, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
And basically, it's your nervous system saying, I need to survive at all costs. And some people respond by doing whatever it takes to feel in control and safe. Then comes flight, which is the impulse to escape or run away from danger. And flight doesn't only look like someone physically fleeing. It's often happening in the mind as well, like an invisible sprint. And the nervous system's physically is trying to escape discomfort by mentally outrunning it. This runaway response can show up as restlessness, anxiety, overthinking, perfectionism, or hypervigilance, kind of always being on the lookout for danger. So hyper-alertness and overachievement, that's just the body trying to stay safe. And then we have the ones that are lesser known,
Absolutely. Which is freeze.
Yeah, freeze is, think of deer in the headlights. Your body just stops or locks in response to a threat when neither fight or flight feels possible. So you might feel like stuck, dissociated or numbed out, procrastination, indecision, brain fog, wanting to hide. These are all signs of freeze. Okay, then we have the fawn response, which isn't nearly as well known or talked about. So this is the people-pleasing response. You appease or please the threat in order to survive. And this looks like overcaring, apologizing too much, struggling to set boundaries, or over-accommodating. Essentially, it's your body trying to keep safe by avoiding harsh reactions from others. So it's actually a coping mechanism. And then the last one, flop, which is the body's ultimate surrender when fight, flight, freeze, or fawn aren't enough. It's the next level of freeze. Complete energy dropout when you feel hopeless, helpless, and resigned, basically just given up. And fainting or physical collapse can happen in this state. And chronic flop patterns can look like depression, exhaustion, and total shutdown of drive. So all of these responses are just our coping mechanisms trying to keep us safe.
It's really interesting we looking at them as coping mechanisms and trauma responses, because as I'm listening to you talk, so I'm thinking these are just personality types.
You know what? I think that it's actually, some of us are born with a certain nature, absolutely. And I suppose what our brain chooses in the moment, it is an instinct-based thing. So it's not like you choose. Your brain takes over in the moment and you kind of just respond. It's a knee-jerk reaction. And maybe it is a little bit of personality as to which response it chooses in the moment, but you're not in control of it.
You said something really fascinating when we first spoke. You spoke about regulating these responses. I would imagine they're involuntary. How on earth do you manage to control them?
Okay, so there are certain techniques and tools that you can put into place. So, for example, if you're stuck in freeze or you're collapsing into flop, then you start with small, gentle steps. So certain things like humming to increase vagal tone and induce calm, standing outside barefoot to ground and connect. We can practice these on a daily basis to get our nervous system to regulate and get into control. And then particularly for freeze and flop, you rock and sway your body from side to side, or try gentle hip circles. Moving your body in gentle movements help you come back into your body and reconnect with your emotions. And even a splash of cool water on your face when you're feeling completely overwhelmed and dysregulated can reset your nervous system and help you to feel more alert.
Jenny, and you sound very evolved and very much suitable for women. I can't see men doing anything other than splashing water on the face. I mean,
certainly not hip circles, mate.
Well, standing, that's a lot of what you said. I can't see the standing outside barefoot under the tree, connecting with the earth.
It's
just, come on. No, you come on.
Do yourself a favor. Get some negative ions into that seat around yourself. But there is an amazing, amazing tool that I actually use in my healing practice, which is called TRE. Okay. Men, women, children, everybody does it. And it's not something like standing outside barefoot or swaying your hips, okay? And it's one of the modalities that are often in my healing practice. So it's shaking it out. It's allowing your body to tremor and release. It's one of the most effective ways to break out of freeze and return to a state of ease, connection, and flow. And trust me, men love it too. Okay.
No, I'm just being, all right. Okay. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. tell me something else. You get the fright response. The body produces adrenaline in order to activate this response. You then respond. What happens to that adrenaline that remains in your body?
That remains in the body. Well, the buildup leads to anxiety, depression, mostly anxiety for adrenaline. So it leads to all of these things that we need to release. We need to be able to release the adrenaline. Otherwise, it manifests into physical ailments in the body, into mental issues, all kinds of things that we can't process. So it's important to release that adrenaline.
Through the kind of things
that I've spoken about.
I know you're right. I'm such a cynic, though. I'm such a cynic about these things. I've always wondered how emotional things can have an effect on the body. I know I'm wrong, but it's hard for me to see the connections. So then a very direct question. Have you seen these trauma responses manifest in South Africans? I'm thinking maybe specifically South African Jews since October the 7th.
Oh, absolutely. So we've seen a collective impact in South African Jews, as now I don't know if you believe this or not, if you don't believe in the trauma manifesting in the body, is that we are all interconnected emotionally and energetically. So we feel the ripple effects of the conflict and suffering through the collective field. It just is what it is. And you can feel it, you can sense it. And people are very, very affected with the stress of the situation, compounding everyone's everyday worries. And some people are responding with anger or a strong drive to take action, advocating, organizing, or defending their community, pouring energy into whatever they can do to feel safe and in control. And then other people have become hyper alert, anxious, restless, overthinking every situation and staying constantly on guard. Even if we're not truly aware of it, the situation has taken a huge toll on all of our nervous systems. And also, interestingly enough, we all keep going because we have to, right? We have to get on with daily life, no matter what's happening around us. So the nervous system then locks in parts of the stress, like you were talking about the adrenaline and stuff. It shoves it down and pushes it aside so that we can cope. And even this is a coping mechanism, okay? Because we have to keep going. And it's a state of freeze, actually. So we shove it down, put it aside, and carry on going. And the body in that state even produces opioids to dull the pain and help us cope. So people might appear calm and normal on the outside because their trauma and emotions are shut down internally, but they're still like flailing and they're feeling it, but shoving it aside. So So there's a lot going on in the collective.
I've got two more questions for you. The first one is, earlier on this week, I spoke to an Israeli trauma expert, not specifically on the subject, it just happened to come up, but we were talking about the cognitive dissonance, the fact that you have to have children's birthday parties, but they are chatufim held in tunnels in Gaza, and just, you know, you just have to make that peace in your brain to continue living, which is, he said it is making people sick. He said the incidences of real disease in Israel, and he was talking about diabetes and proper chronic conditions. He said that is actually increasing. So much for my reluctance to believe that there's a connection between emotions and physicality. Exactly. Hey, so put in my place there too. Yeah. Talk to me more a little bit in the minute that's remaining, this TRE and body talk.
Okay. So even in the face of trauma, our bodies have this amazing innate ability to heal on all levels. And bringing an awareness of our patterns, like naming the fight, flight, freeze, fawn, is kind of halfway there. But then we need to do the body-based healing. Body talk is difficult to explain. It kind of gets everything functioning optimally again, physically, emotionally, mentally. And it's done through kind of a tapping, in a tapping kind of way, where we tap on the head, tap on the sternum, get everything to shift. Reprogram everything and then store the new information so that our old stuff doesn't keep reoccurring and traumatizing us. And then TRE is very brainstem, nervous system based. So basically, seven simple exercises. You come to me, you do seven simple exercises, lie down on the floor and tremor, shake it out. Because all of our trauma is sitting inside our body, in our brainstem, in our nervous system. And shaking is the body is a natural way of releasing. Think about it. If someone has an accident, they shake afterwards.
Ginny, I've got to leave it there. It's 4 o'clock. I could talk to you for hours. No, we've whizzed past our time. But thank you so, so, so much. I find that absolutely fascinating.